This is the Daf Yomi Masechet Review, Masechet Shavuos, tape number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechta. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klolim of the Masechta. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Harav Moshe Dov Ber Ben Harav Ben Zion Rifkin, Zechet Tzadik Livrocha. Our Maggid Shia is Rabbi David Heber.
Masechta Shavuos deals with various types of Shavuos, various types of oaths. Midaraisa, there are several different Shavuos. There's what's called a shvuas bitui, an oath that I will or will not do something. For example, I will go in my car, or I will not go in my car. This shvua cannot be chal on or against the mitzvah. A shvuas bitui can also be said on a past incident. For example, I swear that I went on an airplane last week. This would constitute a shvuas bitui. The next type of shvua is a shvuas shav, an obviously false or obviously true shvua. For example, if a person says that a piece of metal is a piece of paper, I swear that this is paper, that would constitute a shvua shav. Or if a person swears true, a person swears that this chair is a chair, this is also a shvua shav. Or if a person swears something which is clearly impossible, for example, I swear that I will fly to the sun, something which is definitely impossible to do. This is a shvua shav. The next type of shvua is a shvua hapikadon. If a person denies another person's claim, such as by gzeila or hashavas aveda, if Reuven says to Shimon that you stole my item, and Shimon denies this claim, this is a shvua hapikadon. Another type of shvua discussed in the Gemara is a shvuas ha'edus. A person swears that he cannot testify on a matter due to a lack of knowledge. For example, Reuven is known to have been at the scene of a particular crime or a particular business dealing, and he claims that he has no knowledge, he was not there, he cannot testify as a witness in the Beis Din. This would be a shvuas ha'edus. He would swear that he has no knowledge of the case. In all these cases, if his shvuah is found to be false, the Gemara addresses which types of karbonos may have to be brought. There are other types of shvuas b'nai raisa. A meidav miktsas. This is where Reuven says to Shimon that I lent you $1,000. And Shimon says, yes, you lent me part of $1,000, you lent me only $500, but I'm denying the other $500. This is a moida b'miktsas, and min ha-Torah, he has to swear. Min Rabbanon, Rabbanon implemented a shvuas hesis. And this is where Shimon says, I never borrowed a penny from you. I don't owe you anything. So min ha-Raisa, the Gemara says, that only a moida b'miktsas has to swear. Nevertheless, the Rabbanon, in the times of the Gemara, implemented a shvuas hesis. And this shvuah is also discussed later in the Masechta. Another type of shvuah is a shvuas hashaimrim. The halacha is, if a person watches somebody else's animal or some other item, there are different types of shaimrim. There's a shaimer chinam, there's a shaimer sachar, there's a shayel. And if something occurs to, let's say, the behemoth, in certain cases, the shaimer is obligated to pay back the owner. For example, if he's a poshea, if he's negligent in watching the animal, even if he's a shomer chinam, the halacha is he has to pay back the animal. A shayel, someone who borrows something, is always obligated to pay back unless it was mesa machmas malacha, died in the course of doing work. Well, obviously, in many cases, there could be an argument between the shomer and the bialim. The bialim says that you were poshea, and the shomer says, no, I wasn't poshea, it was mesa machmas balacha, or another taina which would pater him. Well, in that case, in order for the shomer to be pater, he has to make a shvua. Another type of shvua is shvuas eid echad, where one witness claims that Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon, and Reuven has another aid, that Reuven's aid says, no, he never borrowed $100, or he paid back the $100. So we have one witness versus another witness. The halacha there is that the defendant's aid has to make a shvua in order for the defendant not to have to pay the money. This is a shvuas eid echad. Another shvua midrabanan is a shvuas hamishnah, which is a type of shvua which was implemented when somebody manages somebody else's money or somebody else's property. This is known as a shvuas hamishnah. A major part of the beginning of the Masechta discusses a carbon oil of Yared. The Torah at the end of Parshas Vayikra tells us why a person has to bring a carbon oil of Yared. The Torah lists various examples. Oy nefesh asher tiga b'chol dover tamei, oy benivlas chaya tamei, oy benivlas behema tamei, oy benivlas sheretz tamei, v'ne'la mimenu v'hu tamei v'ashen, oy ki yiga b'tumas adam l'chol tumas asher yitman ba, v'ne'la mimenu v'hu yada v'ashen, oy nefesh ki si shava levate b'sfasayim l'hara oy l'hetiv. In various halachas of tumah and tahira, or if a person makes various shvuas which are false, v'ne'la mimenu v'hu yada, the halacha is, in all those cases, he brings a carbon oil of yared. This carbon depended on how wealthy a person was. If a person had more money, the Torah says he would bring the keva minatzayin kispa, oy si'iras izim l'chatas. If a person had less money, the Torah tells us that he would bring shtei sairim, oy shnei v'nei yoyna, which obviously did not cost as much. The Mishnah Daf Beis begins by telling us there are two types of shvuas bitui that are befeirish in the pasuk. Lahara ulahetiv refers to shvuas for the future. In other words, if somebody says I will or I will not do something, that is what the Torah is telling us is a shvuas bitui. The Gemara darshans two types of shvuas for the past. I did or I did not do something would also be considered a shvuas bitui, and the Gemara darshans this later on in our parak. The Mishnah then lists other shtayim shehein arba cases. By yedias hatuma, a person who is tamei and enters the Beis HaMikdash or eats kachem. By yitzias Shabbos, and by tumas negoim. Most of the first two prakim will deal with the discussion of our Mishnah's tangents, with a great emphasis on Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav. If someone was aware that they were Tomei, then they forgot and entered the Beis HaMikdash, then they forgot again, they must bring a carbon oil of Yared. Similarly, by a Shavuos Bitoi, one brings a carbon oil of Yared. There are different kaparas for various Yedias HaTuma. These include the Day of Yom Kippur, the Seir HaNasa Bifnim, the Seir HaNasa B'chutz, the Seiri Regalim, and the Seiri Rosh HaChadoshim. Rashi points out that there were three Seirim brought on Yom Kippur. The Seir HaNasa B'fnim was where the Dam was Zayrik on the Kodesh HaKadoshim, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim towards the Pareches, and on the Mizbeach HaZav. The second Seir was Mishtaleach LaZazel, was thrown off the cliff. And the third Seir was the carbon musaf, which was brought. These different kaparas will be discussed at great length at the end of the first parak. The Mishnah then describes other various kaparas in cases where there was no hasra. Tumah b'mezid, if a person was deliberately tameh and went into the Beis HaMikdash, there we say the Sira Nasa b'fnim, v'yeme kipurim mechaprim. On all other averis, whether it's krisis umisas beistin, ase v'lois ase, kalos v'chamurois, the seir hamishtalech was mechaper. The Gemara says this is shitas Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. L'maisa the Rambam paskins that the seir hamishtalech is mechaper only with tshuva. One is chayev for shaving two parts of his head. In other words, the areas around his temples. On Daf Gimel, the Gemara continues that there are five parts of the beard, two on each side of the jawbone, opposite the temples, and one by the chin. On Shabbos, if one person is inside and the other is outside, there are four ways to be chayiv. Either the outside person moves it from the inside, or moves the object from outside to inside, or the inside person moves it from the inside to the outside, or from the outside to the inside. Rabbi Shmuel holds a person is only chayiv for shvuas bitoy ala asid. This means that he's potter from a karban, but the Gemara says that he's still chayiv in malchus. Rabbi Kiva holds a person is not chayiv for halal mikdash. This means he knew that he was tamei, but he forgot he was going into the Beis HaMikdash. Shmuel holds that one gets malchus for a lav she'ein by maisa. We attempt to say that our stam mishnah is shittas Rabbi Shmuel. Now Rabbi Yochanan holds that halacha is kestam mishnah, and yet we see that he holds lav she'ein by maisa ain't like it a love. So we have a stira. The Gemara answers that there is a stam mishnah later where we see that lav she'ein by maisa ain't like it a love. Originally, Rebbe thought lav she'ein by maisa is lokin, and then he was chayzer to say ein lokin, and mishnah loizazim in kaima. Once our mishnah was in place, we don't uproot the existing mishnah. Shvuah she'eichel kikar zu hayayim, I swear I will eat a loaf of bread, and then I don't. Rabbi Yochanan says there's no malchus because it's lav she'ein by maisa, because when he doesn't go ahead and eat it, then he's over on the lav, and there's ain't by maisa. He didn't do anything. He was shev al tase. Reish Lakish says, because there's hasra safek, that's why he's not chayiv malchus. In other words, at the time when he made the shvua, it was only a safek. The Edom were in doubt as to whether or not he would be over later on by not eating. And since it's a hasra safek, that's why he's pater. But we see from here that according to Reish Lakish, a person is like a on a lav shev by maisa. There is no malchus by a lav hanitig la'aseh. Daf Dalad. Rashi tells us that stam mishnah is Reb Meir, stam sifra is Reb Yehuda, stam Taisefta is Reb Nechemya, v'kula aliba to Reb Yekiva mimenu kiblon. Reb Avin says, wherever it says pen, hishomer, or al, the Torah is telling us there is a la'aseh. Therefore, since the Torah specifies Hishomer b'nega hatzaras, if one cuts off a baharas, or for that matter, any of the tzaras spots, there will be chayiv malchus for this loisaseh. The Gemara slugs up the teretz that our Mishnah was referring to malchus. Rather, we say Rebbe held, like Rabbi Shmuel by Adias, and like Rabbi Akiva by Shvuas. In other words, we do not go like Rabbi Shmuel by Shvuas, who said Eina chayiv ella al ha'asid lavai. Not like Rabbi Kiva, who says, one is chayiv for halal. The Gemara then proceeds to prove that Rebbe does not hold like Rabbi Kiva by Shavuos, but rather Rebbe brought Rabbi Kiva the lay loy svira lay. There is a fundamental machlekes tanoim whether or not to darshan various psukim as a klal prat uklal or a ribui umiyat. By a klal prat uklal, we say ein b'chlal elamasha b'prat. The pasuk tells us by a nirza that in puncturing his ear, the lakachta, you should take. This is a klal, because lakachta means you can take anything. Then it says, b'martzeya, with an awl. That's a prat. It's saying a specific item. V'nasata is a klal. So Rebbe says klal, uprat uklal, tells us that you must use something made of metal, doime to the prat of martzeya. However, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds ribui umiyat, that we could be marba everything except we were mamayat a limited amount of cases, such as with sam, some sort of chemical. However, anything you are lokach, such as certain tools like a sul, sira, and machat, could be used even if they are not made of metal. We find a similar machlekes by Pidyon HaBen. Rebbe holds one could be pay to his son with everything except shtaris. Here he uses a ribuy umiyat, because the two ribuyim were simach to each other. You have a klal, uklal, uprat. Rabbanon hold hatel prat beneim. You now have a klal uprat uklal to be mamayit avodim shtaros and karkos. Tafhei. Rebbe holds the word venelam has the connotation that he forgot, yet he once knew beforehand. Lamaskana we say yediyas beis rabbi shmei yediya. The fact he once learned it by his rebbe is called a yediya. Therefore, the only case of ein ba yediya b'tchila, v'yesh ba yediya b'saif, would be by tinak shenishba leben hanochrim. Bizman shehaish menuka me'avain hamayim boikim es ishtai. Eina ish menuka me'avain, eina mayim boikim es ishtai. If the husband is mezana with his saita wife, the me'amorim will not work. It's only when he is nika me'avain. On Shabbos, if the Baal Bayis makes an akira and his arm goes out, yet the ani takes it from him and makes the hanacha, they're both potter. The word haitsa by Shabbos not only refers to going out, mershus hayachil rishus harabim, but it also refers to hachnasa, carrying in from the rishus harabim into the rishus hayachil. The Mishnah Negoim says there are four madregas of Negoim, two avos and two toldos. Baheres, which is Aza Kasheleg, is the first Av. Its tolda is like seed hahechal. The next Av, which is stronger than the tolda of seed, is Se'es, which is Kitzemer Lavan. Its tolda is Kikrum Beya. The next Madrega is Bayak, which is too weak and is not considered to be Tameh. Daf Vav. There is a machloikes between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Akiva as to which Nagoim are mitzdarif with each other. According to the Rabbanon, a tolda is mitzdarif only with its av. Therefore, seed is mitzdarif with its av of Baharis Kesheleg. And krum is mitzdarif with its av of Se'ez Katsamer. Rabbi Akiva argues and holds you only go in order from most chamor to least chamor. Sheleg, then semer, then seed, then krum. From the pasuk of v'laseis v'lasapachas, he learns out a weaker nega is mitzdarif to seis. Therefore, krum is mitzdarif to seis. The Gemara learns that baheres is the most chamor from the pasuk v'im baheres levanahi. He levana v'in acheres levana. It is amik, deep, just as light looks deeper than its shade. Seis is lighter in that it is, so to speak, raised, as se'es means gavaya. This is not as stark as baharis. Se'es is like tzemer lavan, white wool of a day-old sheep, which is covered to protect it from dirt, so that in the future it could be used to manufacture a woolen baget. The mashal to the Shitas Rabbanon are two kings and their respective governors. So too, each tolda has its respective av, like the governor has its king. The authority of Rome has spread out throughout the entire world. They are greater than any other nation. Nevertheless, Rava was makdim shvor malka to the Roman Caesar because he was afraid of the Persian kingdom. One who eats truma when they are tameh is chayev misa bidei shamayim. If they eat kodshim when they are tameh, they are chayev karis. Daf zayin. The Gemara makes several attempts to prove the pasuk of the Nelam Mimenu Vuhu Yada, which is Mechayev a carbon oil of Yored, refers to Tumas Mikdash Vikadoshav. Shalosh Krisos Bishlamin Lama. The Gemara wants to know why it says Kares three times by Shlamin. Achas Leklal, the Achas Leprat. Anyone who eats Kachem is Beach when they are Tome is Chayev Kares. There is a Machloikis Haradarsh in the third Kares. It's either coming to be Marbe Dvarim she'ena nechalim, such as Eitzim shal ma'aracha or Levina in Ketayres, or according to Reb Shimon that holds one is not chayiv karas for these things, he holds it's coming to be marba chatas hapnimis. Even though there is no chayiv pigel on the chatas hapnimis, there is still a chayiv karas. It also says tamei three times by Shlamim. The klal of ein mir achar mir, elo l'rabbis, comes to include if someone becomes Tameh by eating Nevelas Oif Tahar, which is Metameh Bebeis Habliyah, they are Chayev Kares for entering the Mikdash. The Sira Nasa Befnim is coming to be Toila, one who had a Yediyah B'tchila, Ba'ein bo yediyah b'saif. Rashi explains, it is taila lahagen min ha'yisurin. And for the time being, it will protect him from pain and suffering. The Gemara nahava mina, that the se'ir ha'nasa b'fnim is taila someone who is over in Avodah Zarah gilai ra'is at shvichas damim, in a case where he either did it b'mezid without hasra, or b'shoigeg, and it has not yet become known. Daf ches. Whereas a shoigeg in Chayvei Krisus brings a kizba, a shoigeg b'Avodah Zarah brings a se'ir. A yoledes brings a carbon oil of yored after her 40 days of Yemei Tumah v'Tahara, or her 80 days. Nowadays, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the minig is that the husband gets an aliyah in the presence of the wife, and this serves in place of the carbon oil of Yared. More important than the aliyah is the nedava during the Misha Beirach that the husband gives, and this really serves in place of the carbon oil of Yared. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai holds that a yoledes is a chaitas. She's a sinner in that she swears at the time of giving birth that she's never going to have relations so that she could never come to such pain again. Obviously, in the future, she will violate this shvua. Negoim are a kapara for seven averis. Lashon hara, shvichas damim, shvuas shav, gili arayis, gaiva, gzela, and stinginess. The connection between saras and lashon hara is found in various places in the Torah, as well as Mamari Chazal. We find that when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke Lashon Hara against Klal Yisrael in Parshas Shmos, when he pulled his hand out, we see that it turned white, like Tzaras, because he had spoken Lashon Hara, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him that his hand would turn to Tzaras. Of course, by the story of Miriam, we see that she became a Tzaras because she spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. And in fact, in Parshas Ki Seitze, the Torah tells us, Hishamer b'nega hatzaras, lishmer ma'od v'la'asais, and so on and so forth. And the next pasuk is, Zachar as asher asa Hashem alekecha l'miriam, baderech b'tzeischem mimitzrayim. And Rashi says that if a person is zohir, that he should not get tzaras, he should not speak Lashon Hara, by remembering that Miriam spoke against her brother Lashon Hara and became a tzaras. In fact, even in the way a tzaras becomes tameh, a tzaras is different than all other tumah, because by all other tumah, a person becomes automatically tameh. For example, if he touches a mace, he's by definition tameh. Tzaras is the only type of tameh which is al yedei dibur, that a person, just because he looks like a tzaras, he doesn't have the halachas of a tzaras until the kohen comes in and says tameh. At that moment, he becomes tameh. Before that, he's not tameh. Kivin shechatu ayidei dibur. Since the person sinned with his dibur, with that which he said, therefore he becomes tameh ayidei dibur. Even in the karbon of a mitzaira, we find this aspect of lashon hara, that the karbonos include sipirin. And Rashi explains that just like the birds chirp, so too this person chirped when he spoke Lashon Hara. It brings it from an Eitz Erez, and Erez is a tall tree, which symbolizes arrogance. And so too this person spoke Lashon Hara because of his arrogance. He takes a Shni Tailas Ve'ezayv, which is a scarlet, and a hyssop, which is from a lowly worm, because that Maisa, that act which he did, was indeed a lowly act. Rabbi Elazar Kapper holds that a Nazir is Chote, as he is tzir atzmai min ayayin. Misa is marek memarekes. It cleanses chatoim that even Yom Kippur was not mechaper for. The kapara of the mizbeach hapnimi is the only such kapara, as the pasuk says, achas bashana. Kapara zu loitehe ela achas bashana. Daftas. Rish Lakish explains, by the Seir of Rish Chodesh, it says, L'Hashem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Seir Zeh Yehei Kapara Al Shem Mi'atzi Es Hayareach. It's a kapara for me because I diminished the size of the moon. The Taisif Arash explains that this teaches us a derech eretz for a master who was forced to discipline his eved should nonetheless be mefayesin even after punishing him. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that if there was ein b'yadiyah b'tchila v'loy b'saif, and he is saifa livada, b'siri regalim v'resh chaydish are mechaper. The shita of Rav Shimon is the siir resh chaydish is mechaper for a tohar she'achal tameh. The limit of avayin is from the tzitz, which is meratza for dam tameh, which was zarek on the mizbeach. Daf yud. The Gemara learns out from the word Isa that only the Seir of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for Tahar that ate Tameh. The Gemara also learns from Achas Bashana by the Chatas Pnimi of Yom Kippur that Kapara lo tehei ela Achas Bashana. Rabbi Yehuda holds all the Musaf Karbonas of Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Yom Tovim are mechaper on all the Chataim listed in the Mishnah. As the pasuk says, "Eila tasu l'Hashem b'mayadechem, hukshu kol hamayadim kulan zeloze." Even Rosh Chodesh is a mayad, as the pasuk says in Eicha, "Kara alai mayad," referring to the extra day of Tammuz, which makes an extra day of Rosh Chodesh by the Maisa Meraglim. This meant the Meraglim returned on Ches Av, and the Bechiyah was Leal Tisha B'Av. Without the extra day, they would have first returned on Tisha B'Av, and the Bechiyah would have been on Leil Yud Av. The Shulchan Aruch at the end of Siman Tav Reish Nun Beis says that Tisha B'Av is a Mayid, and therefore Tachnun is not only not said on Tisha B'Av, but it's also not said on the Mincha prior to Tisha B'Av. The Pasuk of Karalai Mayid is in reference to Tisha B'Av. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda holds the Kaparas progress in the following order: Rosh Chodesh, then regalim are mechaper on tar shachal tameh like Rosh Chodesh, plus an additional case. Then comes Yom Kippur, and so on and so forth. Tmimim shalachutzruchu letzibor niftin tmimim. If there were leftover tmidin, they could be redeemed, and the tmidin would go to chulin. L'maisa, the following was the case. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan, karbonis can only be brought from the new shkolim. Anything on last year's cheshbon could not be used. Generally speaking, there were usually four behemoths left over on Rosh Chodesh Nisan from last year's cheshbon. The Gemara's question is obvious. V'chi kedusha shebahen l'heichan holcha. Even though it's a carbon sibur, on what is the kedusha toida itself? The Gemara answers, lev beis din masna aleihen. Beis din has this in mind initially.